This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, the 51st state. And, boy, I'll tell you, things are happening there. You probably have heard now that Steve Bannon is promoting the new China State Federation. And it's interesting, he declared that on June 4th, and which is the 31st anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And everybody was calling me saying, hey, Steve Bannon is reading one of our grievances. It looks exactly like... And so I got the video, and I looked at it, and I said, geez, sure looks like he's reading a grievance. And I turned it up, and of course, we come to find out he was. He was actually declaring independence for the new China State Federation, which was a pretty big moment. And everybody's like, wait a minute, declaring your independence for 1.5 billion people. And come to find out, Steve Bannon has been reading our grievances and took the grievances, 95 of them, plus New California State's Declaration of Independence that we declared on January 15, 2018, and applied it. And I was really very flattered by that. But anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here today on Agenda 21 on radio. We just got done talking to Chris Street and talking about the Ukrainian situation, and a throwback to when we were talking about the Ukraine and reporting on it back in 2012, 2013, 2014. And who would have known that all this would lead to an impeachment of the president, a phony impeachment of a president. And you know, the part of the problem with the other side is they've opened up Pandora's box. They thought that they could shame him, they could get him out of office before the truth started to spill out about the Ukraine. But, you know, we all knew the truth about the gun smuggling and Iger Pasternak and that whole group from 2012. I just thought it was old news, but to those people, they were trying to cover it up. Anyway, we have with us a very special guest. Her name is Kelly Sadler, and she's a communications director with America First Action. And I think, Kelly, this is the second time you've been on Agenda 21 Radio, isn't it? At least?
I think so. So much changes per week, it's hard to keep track.
Isn't it amazing? In fact, this whole show, I was telling the audience before, I don't even know where the first 2 hours of the show went. It all went by so quick because you got so much to cover and the content is so rich. I'd like to say the left is just providing us with just fantastic content. And, you know, with crafty people like you and I get a hold of content like this, it's not good for them. It's not.
I mean, I never thought in a million years I'd have to argue why abolishing police departments is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Not in a million years. But here we are. Here we are. Fast forward to today, and you have the radical left looking to dismantle the police department in Minneapolis. You have de Blasio redirecting funds from the NYPD to community centers, and different cities considering the same exact thing, talking about white privilege and using that as a justification to get rid of the men in blue who protect us on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd.
And we just lost one of our men in Santa Cruz, an ambush, actually. He was ambushed by somebody, an Air Force sergeant, actually, who they think actually ambushed a federal agent in Oakland the week before. And, you know, we feel that pain. And for all of us in New California, we go out and pay tribute. And we will be out there next Tuesday actually reading our grievances to pay tribute to the officer in Santa Cruz. It's really pathetic, though, when I hear these people talk about this. I used to be an educator, 41 years in the system, and I went through this whole thing where Van Jones was busing people into Sacramento, and he wanted to change the discipline codes in California's education code to where there was no discipline that you could mete out to any kid, that you could put on a kid. And they were trying to dismantle the codes then, just like they're trying to dismantle the police departments today.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this has been a long-running, social justice issue for George Soros. I was at the Washington Times covering the Ferguson protests at the time and noticed all of these affiliated groups that were coming in to Ferguson from outside. And they were all groups, social justice groups, that were affiliated and funded by George Soros's open societies. And that is, you got to look at where the funding is coming from and the organization. And with Antifa in the streets of D.C. several weeks ago, I mean, it was definitely organized. I mean, bricks were put in strategic places. There was radioing for people to escape, police or get out of the police's way. This is something that has been a priority for Soros for a long time. And he's been able to successfully get a lot of AGs in these states appointed, which then advocate for things like in New York City, the no bail laws, where you basically can get arrested, but they can't hold you on bail, and you get arrested, and then you get put back into the streets again. But we're seeing this in many localities around America in these local elections that have been promoted and funded by Soros. In his open societies.
Well, he's quite the character, and of course everybody's been suffering at his because of his wallet and paying people to riot. Really, we have Rent-A-Riot out here in California, and it's been devastating to communities. But people people are desperate for money right now, so they're going to be more than happy to jump on board for a riot. I was talking about what a friend of mine was in Austin the other day. And they drove up with two or three busloads of people, and they all got out on the bus. And he noted that the behavior of the people, they didn't seem too energetic about being rioters, even kids were just kind of getting off the bus and kind of lazy fare. And then he realized these people were just reporting to their job location.
Yeah.
They were showing up for work. And then all of a sudden the light switched and they started to, do their thing out in the street, which is kind of interesting. But the highly organized nature of these people obviously is something that is of concern. We have them around here all over the place. They're really trying to make it have an impact in California. but it's not really working. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm that has kind of gone out of the hat for these folks right now. But the highly organized nature, and by the way, most of the people out here that we're seeing are white people protesting.
Yeah, I mean, the Antifa profile really is of, you know, young men, young angsty men who have unfortunately grown up in the education system, which is predominantly teaches them a very liberal kind of Marxist textbooks, and have grown up, you know, believing in communism and socialism, and that will bring us an ultimate utopia, have been brainwashed. And so it's unfortunate what we're seeing, and I think a lot of it roots out of our educational system.
Yeah, well, being in the education system, I also saw this generation, the prior generation, march through taking psychotropic medications, and it's pretty interesting. Looking at the adults that I know to be, you know, they're kids I used to work with, and I can see them as adults, and they're still, some of them, taking psychotropic medications, which, as you know, are very, very bad things to be taking, even as a child. But this is a generation that was awash in it, and these are the ones that I think that are the most being utilized the most right now to be in these particular protests and then riots that we're seeing. The situation has, I think, kind of turned around. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that you're starting to see less and less of this throughout the nation?
Well, I mean, I think we saw a spike in it. Are you speaking about the protests and the violent protests?
Yeah.
The rioting and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a spike in this in Washington, D.C., not this past weekend, the weekend prior, where they obviously sent, you know, put St. John's on fire. They lit churches on fire, and there was violence breaking out on the streets. And then I think after the National Guard was deployed, and, you know, AG Barr was walking the streets with some of the military restoring law and order, they figured out they couldn't get away from this. They couldn't get away with it, and we saw, you know, a stoppage of that, and largely the protests that went on this weekend were largely peaceful, as they should be, and around the nation. You know, I think that we need to restore this nation to law and order, and there's been a lot of cops, unfortunately, who have been injured and shot at during this time of unrest, and, you know, my heart goes out to them, because in every profession, there's some bad apples, right? And what we saw with George Floyd was clearly an example of a cop who was abusing and misusing his power and, in my opinion, clearly killed George Floyd. But that is not representative to the great men and women in blue and the firefighters who are out defending us on a daily basis. You know, I've got a lot of members of my family who are New York State police officers who are going through a really hard time right now because the entire profession is being labeled as bad actors, and really they're good men and women who are family men and women who are just out there trying to protect every citizen, no matter what their race or gender or where they're from the bad guys that are out there.
Yeah. We're talking to Kelly Sadler. She is the director of the communications at America First Policies and America First Action, a pro-Trump political action committee, and she'll be in charge of policy and communication efforts supporting President Donald J. Trump for the 2020 election. And prior to joining America First, she was a special assistant to the president working in the White House, and she is in charge of surrogate and coalition outreach. That's an interesting topic. What's surrogate and coalition outreach?
Well, at the time, it was working on the policy agendas that the president was trying to get through Congress. The Tax Act, the Tax Cuts Act, was the primary focus, making sure all the outside groups knew what the vision of the president was, what he wanted in the bill. He was a huge proponent of including opportunity zones and working with Senator Scott from South Carolina in making sure that the inner cities were supported with tax breaks so that small businesses could thrive. And we saw great success with that. Actually, the month after the bill was passed, we had the highest employment of African Americans on record. Over 400,000 African Americans were brought back into the workplace, and that was to the president's credit in passing, you know, tax reform. And so it was working with a lot of people on the outside, a lot of radio talk show hosts, a lot of surrogates, as well as official, like, organized groups like America for Tax Reform, America for Prosperity, different conservative groups in Washington, D.C. that were all behind this policy proposal.
Well, you also worked for Bloomberg News and also the Washington Times in 2016 in the campaign. And, you know, it's interesting, you work for the Washington Times. One of my favorites, actually, is the Washington Times, and we use a lot of the Bloomberg information for basically backup stuff to confirm our stories. The what's going to happen, and where's the convention going to be? And can you make it in California? Just out of curiosity.
Probably not California. I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably not going to be in California. We're looking at I know the RNC is looking at several different states. I know Florida is high on the radar. Georgia, Governor Kemp also said we'd love to have you here. Tennessee. So they're looking at a bunch of states too. And I think we should hear an announcement shortly because, I mean, the convention will be coming up here at the end of August and a lot of arrangements need to be made in order to pull it off. So I think there should be an announcement shortly, but I know the RNC is out scouting sites and wants to make this announcement as soon as possible.
Yeah, we're going to be there as New California and also for Red State Talk Radio. We're going to have a couple of booths. And you know, we don't know what's going on. So now that I've got you on the on the show, it's sort of pressing people to find out where we're going to be. That's kind of interesting. So you think that maybe this week, next week, you'll have a definitive place?
Yes, I hope so. I mean, we're waiting too. We're just waiting for the RNC. We can't coordinate with them being an outside PAC entity. So we're just waiting. We're waiting for the green light and the notification as well. We're right in the same boat, but probably it will be in the southeast.
So you just don't know which. What are the options again? The cities that might be located.
Atlanta is being considered. Jacksonville is being considered. I think Orlando. I know Nashville was being talked about, but again, they've got to work with like the local authorities there, as well as the governors in each state, to see what they can and cannot do. And I know one of the pressing points for the president, for the White House, is they want to have an in-person convention. They want to be able to have people on the floor and together. They don't want it to look too different than previous conventions, obviously. You know, with COVID-19, there's increased concerns, so everyone will be, safety precautions will be followed. However, we've seen huge protests last 2 weeks, thousands upon thousands of people together, you know, in outside venues. So I think outside an outside venue will also be considered just for the health reasons.
Well, you know, it's really funny, and, you know, of course, we've been calling the hoax the hoax of the COVID from day one, and the reason is I'm a biologist and understand thoroughly virology and genetics and all that stuff. And you know, of course, if you take a look at the death rates and so on, and then if you start just scratching the surface a little bit, you do a little bit of research about the characters, you know, behind all this stuff, it's pretty obvious this is the next attempt to try and dethrone Donald Trump. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You've had several, starting out with Russiagate. Gee, how's that going for everybody? Then you had Stormy Daniels. Then you have the Ukrainian, you know, letter business and phone call, which led to impeachment. And then you had the COVID virus. What's going to be, and now the riots. What do you think is going to be the next option? Because it seems like the rioting and all the facts now that are coming out about this, and again, from people like ourselves, are starting to disarm those people again. What do you think their next little bid's going to be?
I don't know. And I don't want to make any predictions.
I know.
Like, they talk about October surprises. I don't know how many more surprises we can go through and get past. But I know one thing for sure is that we can go through it and get past it. And right now at the PAC, we're focused on the Great American Comeback.
Yeah.
And basically getting into these states, putting pressure on governors to reopen as fast as possible, get these small businesses back up and running, and support policy ideas that the president has thrown his weight behind, you know, payroll tax cut, giving tax incentives to businesses to relocate their manufacturing offshore back into America. basically reconfiguring the unemployment benefits so that people are not making more unemployed than they were while they were working. That's a disincentive to get back to work, and we want to straighten that out. So there is one person poised to lead the great American comeback and the economic comeback, and that's President Trump. He did it once. He can do it before. And Joe Biden has been in office for 47 years.
Jeez.
And right now he's running on the problems that he helped create while he was in office. He's going to have the solutions. I'm sorry, he's been in Washington, D.C. for so long and really has no accomplishments under his belt, unless you want to talk about the 1994 Crime Act, which has led to all the rioting.
Yeah, which has led to the rioting.
Things of, of African-Americans today. So he supported NAFTA. He supported permanent trade relations with China. One bad decision after the other. Economically, he's a disaster. Foreign policy, he's a disaster. He's a pay-to-play politician, where his family has advantaged greatly because of his the positions that he's held in Washington, D.C. He's an establishment swamp monster that's getting, quite frankly, pulled to the radical left of his party. He is no moderate, and he is not the person that should take over the reins and can reignite this country back on the track it was just only a few months ago.
Yeah, not the kind of guy who's going to lead the charge at all. He just doesn't get it. I guess the big question, though, is, and I don't have any doubts about what's going to happen in the election. I think there's going to be a big sweep. I think you're going to see a pickup. I'm going to go out. This is not really a big limb to go out on. I think you're going to see a pickup of 22 seats in California alone. And that
we already saw one, right?
Right.
In the special election. So, we're feeling confident. I think California is a state that, you know, there's different sections of it that are red. And, you know, Governor Newsom has been a disaster.
He's a dictator.
Nancy Pelosi has been a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're primed for some reforms, and we hope it happens, crossing our fingers it happens. But, I mean, it is a pretty entrenched blue state.
Yeah, well, we take a little bit different tack towards it in our new California state movement, because we've got, 56 counties that are directly involved in our movement. And the big discovery and shock for me was to discover really how conservative California is. But there's been no voice because it's always been strangled off by Sacramento and the media. And now all of a sudden there's some breakthrough moments coming along. And I think you're going to pick up those seats. There's 53 seats possible. Right now, currently, California has 8 of those 53 seats, just picked up one. But when we did the analysis after the primary, it was very evident to us that there were 22 at the high point and 16 at the low point seats that could be that were definitely in play. So we're going to be very optimistic, because I know that as Donald Trump pulls us out of this, these people are going to be more inclined to vote for him. We're getting Democrats like you cannot believe come over to the new California state movement. And they're just, and of course, there is no party system out here. They've done a great job of eliminating the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and those, they're not going to have any conventions, and the amount of money that each one of them has is almost zero. The California Republican Party opened up against them in the primary with $1.6 million in cash in hand. I mean, that's just absolutely outrageous. There's nothing they can do, and they're not doing anything. They're not campaigning for any candidates. But, New California, we're out there doing the job, and like-minded people are going to get together. And we know that if we can control the voting, then we won't have so much corruption by the mail-in business. We will turn those seats around, and Donald Trump will carry California. I absolutely believe that.
Well, Godspeed. And, it all happens at the local level and with organizations like yours, mobilizing and getting out the word. So, I wish you the best, and I hope that you're correct, because it all starts at a local level.
So, Kelly, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We really appreciate the time and effort. And all I can say is that tomorrow morning when I wake up, Donald J. Trump is still going to be my president. And I know that on the 4th of November when I wake up, he's going to be my president for the next 4 years. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. That was Kelly Sadler. Really appreciate her being on the show. Second time, if we can get her on a third time, and a fourth and a fifth, before the election, and certainly before Candace Owens comes out. And she's going to be definitely with us, Candace Owens, just to mention a few names. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, we had Kelly Sadler on. Second time now. One of the campaign communications directors for Donald Trump, right? This is... oh, no, this is just too much. Laura Logan has no agenda. Did you know that? Who are Antifa? Boy, she did a great job. She's fantastic, by the way. She's absolutely fantastic. Anyway, this came across my screen. So, you know, when they come across my screen, you know, you guys all know I am distracted by shining objects. You know, if I was a bird, I'd really be distracted by those little tinfoil things they put in the trees. We had to line up a hat that has the tinfoil strips on them, you know? We could. You know, just it's a new tinfoil hat style. Think about it. You know, listen, let's get on to some other business here. Business now. Get down to business. This is the story that's interesting. Now, this is, and again, I this whole thing with the riots and everything, we're gonna get past this, right? We're gonna have the Black Matters things and, you know, and all that good stuff. We're gonna get way past this kind of business, and I think it's just it behooves us to get past the business, if you know what I mean. And we're gonna do that. But this is a little bit kind of beefy as a story. Distraught Windy City officials caught on tape fuming over looting and riots. My ward is a S blank blank T show. I think you know what that means. Shocking. It's a show. It is. Obviously, some people are very distraught. And I wouldn't, listen, these people asked for this. When you have progressives, you can tell by me, right now I'm speechless at this concept. Of course it's a show. What do they think is going to happen when you have a show going on, right? And you encourage it. You ask for it. Listen, watch out for what you get. What you ask for, you might get. I'm surprised there's not more deaths and looting going on. Of course, there may be a lot of the death. This is not like the Watts riots. It's not like 1992. And this is the point that I'm trying to make. Now, when I'm talking about the L.A. riots, I lived through both of them. Those were riots. Those were absolute. They were not like these. These are all made up, pretend things. When you have paid actors, they're going to be paid actors. And when you're an actor, you're acting. You're not living it truly. When you're a looter, you're looting. Shocking. And when you're allowed to loot, well, that takes the fun out of it, right? It absolutely takes the fun out of it when you're looting for free. I guess looting without the stress, that's what we have going on right now. Looting, stress-free looting, right? So in the 1992 riots in Los Angeles, looting was going on, but you know what? Shockingly, people were pushing back. And there were actually, it was like open warfare. That's really what it was. These are not like that at all because you don't have the police. The police have stood down. And so by any stretch of the imagination, the rioters are given approval by the authorities, by the government, to riot. Hello? In the case of 1992 and in Watts, they were not given approval to riot. And the rioters were real serious about rioting, I got to tell you. Because, yeah, they were torching businesses and so on. There was a whole different energy about the rioters. They were serious. They were angry as all get out about what happened with Rodney King and the verdict against the officers. They were angry as all get out about it. Now, and they were encouraged to riot. Even Tom Bradley, who is the mayor of Los Angeles, an absolute lunatic leftist. Once the verdict came down, they were, you know, within minutes, he's on the air going, the people have to vent. They're frustrated. They have to vent. So just moments later, they're pulling Reginald Denny out of the truck, and they're swinging a brick at him. Some guy slings a brick right into his head. I saw pictures of Reginald Denny years later. He's literally got an imprint in the side of his skull. That's the shape of the butt end of a brick. I'm serious. That's what was going on. These people were not like these gleeful idiots taking pictures, taking videos. They're having a great time. Look at this. Check it out. Let's text to one another. That wasn't going on. No. It was rioting, not looting. What you have here is rioting. No. You've got looting. That's all you have. I don't sense the emotion at the same level with any of these people. And that's why I brought up the guy who was in Austin the other day. And the guy, the pictures that I've been seeing, because I've been seeing the same thing. These people are paid rioters, run a riot. They don't have the same kind of enthusiasm. They're looters. They're thugs. They're punks. And they're looting because, listen, they're looting because they can. It's a free-for-all. That's not in any stretch of the imagination. Does that even compare to the emotion that was going on in 1992? I mean, really, it's understandable to me, it's understandable in this sense of what you could see what was going on with Rodney King. It's much more understandable to see what happened with this whole situation with Rodney King vis-a-vis the Floyd situation. You know, they instantly arrested these people. They instantly, within a few days, they had to figure out what's going on. They arrest the people. They get the perpetrators. And, of course, everybody's now got to have a reason to riot. So you don't want to this is exactly what they were doing. You don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. Now, some people on this conspiracy side, it was a conspiracy. Well, there's a lot to look at, by the way. Let's see. We did this with one of our callers. We had a caller call in a couple days ago, and we talked about this. By the way, if you want to call in, I forgot. I'm getting hysterical. 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. But we had a caller call in and say, well, you know, there was a problem with what was going on because the whole thing started up over a counterfeit $20 bill. Now, okay, time out. What are they doing counterfeiting 20? I know what they're doing, but I'm just saying, a $20 bill counterfeit problem. That is minor league stuff. It's very minor league stuff. And by the way, what in the heck was going on? What in the heck was going on with the fact that they had a $20 counterfeit bill? And policing wise, what are you supposed to do? I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to call the Secret Service. But was any of that done? We don't know that it wasn't done. We know nothing. I mean, there's a lot of shady things that were going on in that whole thing. The guy's uniform bothers me. I got to tell you, I'm the conspiratorial thing is coming out. It's oozing out of my pores. But the guy's uniform just didn't match. The badge? Are you kidding me? The badge tipped off to the left like that, ganked off. You know, this is the kind of stuff, just those things, that make you wonder. Of course, then you find out. Oh, yeah, excuse me. But Lisa Murkowski is heavily involved with that area. And we know that who else is involved there is China. And we know that they've been importing counterfeit bills into America. And a lot of it comes through Minnesota.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to get the address. I know that the Chris Street guy, he's got a following. People want to know where Chris Street's going to be today. So our staff is working on that right now to confirm. We've got some changes apparently in some of the locations for our grievance readings. We put a public notice out to everybody on that. And anyway, so we're going to be showing you where that is located, and we'll give you the information before. I swear we will before the end of the show, which is about another 10-15 minutes. Anyway, so if you want to call in, you can do so, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. All right, all righty then. Let's go back. I'm going to go back to Drudge here. Do you believe this? This whole thing about these people over that are overheard, they're distraught about the Windy City officials caught on tape fuming. Jeez. Now, Tucker Carlson, I don't think I'm going to play his whole thing here, says State Department accuses fired IG of obtaining official documents accessing office. Not a good idea. Watchdog's messy exit. All right, that's not a good thing, right? Says, this is interesting. Police inspector cheered by cop says he surrenders in protester assault, whatever that is. Cause of Leave It to Beaver actor's death is revealed. Well, don't want to be too hard on the beef, as they say. This is something that I'm trying to point out to people, that let's not be fooled by the name, and let's not be afraid of the race card being thrown when there's criminal behavior taking place under the guise of a name. We learned this in education. The people would always, you know, when they get busted for something, you know, criminal type stuff like drugs or fighting weapons, that sort of thing, they'd always throw something out about the race card to protect themselves, even if they're white kids, to white people, white administrators, white teachers. I mean, that's the funniest thing. When you see that going on, and you see that going on with black kids or Mexican kids to Mexican administrators or teachers and black teachers and administrators. They throw the race card out. See, the race card is universally accepted as a way to dismirch, you know, somebody who's trying to do the right thing. That's my point. It doesn't matter what race you are. And of course, if you get somebody it's different race, then that's game on, right? So in other words, if you get a white kid who's being busted by a black administrator, they call him racist. I'm like, Come on, give me a break. We always throw that card out. It's not about the race. It's about the behavior. You're good to go if you're – see, because I learned one thing as a school administrator. We never punished students. That's not our job to punish. We're not punishers. You know, when a kid acts up and they say, go to the vice principal's office. He's going to give you some punishment today. Goodbye. Vice principals are in that, they're not punishers, they're disciplinarians. They're disciplinarians. Now, speaking about getting religion out of the schools, right? They haven't quite sterilized the schools of that one. But disciplinarians are people who disciple. It's from the word disciple, which means to give structure. To give structure to behavior. Because, you know, what are you going to punish kids for the thing? You know, if you're 18 or younger, younger than 18, your record doesn't show up usually. Unless it's some serious felony. We just walk because they're kids. The criminal justice system doesn't look at it unless later on there's something else that comes up. But they just don't look at it. Okay? They just don't look at it. So that's part of being a kid. You get that kind of play. And, of course, the criminals take advantage of that now, don't they? Oh, sure they do. They take advantage of the younger kids because those younger kids don't get to go to jail as often as the older kids. So you get the younger kids to commit the crimes for the olders. Get it? Crime committed, they get the booty, kids get off the jail, younger kids get to the juvenile hall, they don't get the same punishment. But we're not punishers in education. No, we're disciples. We discipline and give structure. So that's the key thing is hang on the notion of what is the behavior of the individuals involved. Stay away from anything else. And then you get results. And you know, you get results in areas that you'd be surprised you wouldn't get results. You know, I was at a very predominantly black school as a school disciplinarian, and never once did I ever have the race card thrown at me. Never once. It was tried a couple times by some of the parents who walked in, and we were doing discipline on the kids, and the parents were ready to throw the race card. And I'll never forget the first time this ever happened. The kids said to the mom, "Mom, don't do that. He's not one of those kind." Now you know you're making progress when you have the school who thinks you, or whatever race you are, is not going to play around with the race card. And I said, well, no, it's about his behavior, man. It's about what he did. He admits to this. This is what he did. What do you think we ought to do? And the first time I ever had that happen, he says, I'm going to get the sisters on him. And that was it. I'm serious with that individual, but also that had a ripple effect with others. And it's when the families start jumping on the kids for discipline problems and they join in on the discipline, the restructuring of the behavior to modify the behavior so it's not bad behavior, now you're really making progress. And you can do that to cities and communities. You can discipline so that you don't have to mete out so much punishment. But listen, it starts with those that are committing crimes being held accountable for their crimes. See, these kids that were looting over there in Walnut Creek, they weren't accountable for anything. No, because the police encouraged it. The leadership encouraged it. See, that's why I say this is not a riot. This is the controlled breakdown of society. And we need to get it back in control. And hold these people. See, it's discipline at a higher level. The leadership needs to be held accountable. They need to be punished. They need to be disciplined. Because they're the ones promoting bad behavior of the worst kind. Some of this is treason. Let's go talk to the rope salesman.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, the NAACP has declined to endorse the defund the police policies and movement. Good for you. Good for you, NAACP. But you know, one of the things that if you really want to take a long look at things, those that, especially now because we've had so much distance, and remember, in California, the casinos are open. Thousands of people mixing it up, you know? Breathing, heavy, no spatial relationship, no spacing going on. But you know, you can't go down, you can't have church. Casinos are open. State needs the money. We got to launder that money, right? Got to clean it up. I just wanted to throw that one out there. Just thought I'd throw that out. But as this whole thing progresses and gets worse and worse, the longer it goes, the longer you're going to see these liberals keep their masks on. That's how you tell who's a liberal and who's a conservative now. So you count the number of Trump voters out there now. And the real hardcore ones, they're the ones that have the mask on inside their cars with the windows rolled up, and they're the only one driving the car. They're the hardcore liberals. Anyway, so Chris Street's going to be at 1500 Court Street in Reading today at 11:30. I can't believe this guy's got a following. Are you kidding me? Our own Chris Street, people want to see him and talk to him? Oh, my God. Shocking. So, again, for those of you listening, 1500 Court Street, Reading, 11:30. And it should be quite a crowd there. Should be quite a crowd there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all the information you need about the great new California state. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.